to episode 28 of the NADPOD Pummel 2022 edition of Nicheless Narrative with Shadows Pop. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is part 2 of the 3 questions, started in episode 27. The king found the hermit digging a garden in front of his hut. When he saw the king, the hermit greeted him and immediately returned to his digging. He was thin and frail. Each time he thrust a spade into the ground and turned a little clod of earth, he breathed heavily. The king approached him and said, "I have come to you, wise hermit, to ask you for the answers to 3 questions. How can I know which is the time I ought to heed, not allowing it to slip by, only to be regretted later? Who are the most essential people, those to whom I ought to give the greatest attention? And what are the most important pursuits, which therefore ought to be undertaken first?" The hermit listened to the king, but gave no answer. He merely spat on his hands and started digging again. "You've exhausted yourself," the king said. "Give me the spade. I'll work for a while." "Thanks," said the hermit. He handed him the spade and sat down on the ground. After digging 2 beds, the king stopped and repeated his questions. The hermit did not answer, but got up and held out his hand for the spade, saying, "Now you rest, and I'll work." But the king did not give him the spade. He went on digging. An hour passed, and then another. The sun had begun to sink behind the trees when the king stuck the spade into the ground and said, "I came to you, wise man, for answers to my questions. If you can give me none, tell me so, and I shall return home." "Here comes someone running," said the hermit. "Let's see who it is." The king looked around and saw a bearded man running out of the woods. The man held his hands pressed to his stomach, and blood flowed from between his fingers. He ran up to the king and fell fainting to the ground, where he lay motionless, weakly moaning. The king and the hermit opened the man's clothing. It was a large wound in his stomach. The king washed it as well as he could and bandaged it with his own handkerchief and the hermit's towel, but the flow of blood did not abate. Again and again, the king removed the bandage, soaked with warm blood, washed it, and rebandaged the wound. When the blood at last ceased flowing, the wounded man revived and asked for water. The king brought fresh water and gave him a drink. Meanwhile, the sun had set and it grew cool. The king, with the hermit's help, carried the wounded man into the hut and laid him on the bed. He closed his eyes and grew still. The king was so tired from his walk and the work he had done that he lay down on the threshold and fell asleep. Well, the visit with the hermit has taken an interesting turn. While the king has been waiting to get answers to his 3 questions, he's found himself tending to gardens and the wounds of another. We'll see in the final part if he gets his answers from the hermit. Thank you for listening to episode 28. The next episode will feature the conclusion of the 3 questions.